Hello, I'm Heather Klutz-Young, Senior Editor of SDM Magazine. I'm here today with Tim Wall, CEO of Protection One, the newly named 2012 SDM Dealer of the Year. We're here today to discuss some of the best practices that helped drive Protection One to an outstanding year in 2012, a year full of changes, growth, success, and achievement. I'd like to begin, first of all, by saying once again, congratulations to you, Tim, and the entire organization at Protection One, and just let you know again how excited we are at SDM to be able to recognize everything Protection One has accomplished over the last year, and also have an opportunity to share some of your insight and best practices with our readers.
Thank you, Heather. We certainly appreciate the recognition, and this is a good day for the team at P1, and certainly proud of all the efforts they put forth this year, and we look forward to sharing that story with you.
Sounds good. Well, to jump right in, 2 years ago, when Protection One was acquired by GTCR in partnership with Tim Wall yourself, it didn't have the momentum it has today. But changes in Protection One's culture, execution, services, and infrastructure, all undeniably centered around the customer, have definitely changed that. There are actually three specific changes I'd like to talk with you about, just allowing you to talk about the drivers behind those changes and a few of the best practices that helped you achieve them. First, there's Protection One's shift to removing the automated call center attendant, at the same time reducing longest call waiting time, and all doing that without adding staff, which is a notable challenge. Secondly, there's the company's entry into integration. Today, you're capable of high-level integration with the ability to design, build, and support large backbone networks to address client solutions. Third, I'd like to take a look at Protection One's focus on national accounts in that space and your powerful growth in that area. To begin with the call center, you answer the phone here at Protection One with a live attendant, usually within one ring. I actually know, I personally tried it, it worked, your stats are accurate, and it was so nice to hear that live voice pick up the phone. How is a transformation like that possible, and why is that so important to your company?
And now I'll start with the second half first. I mean, it's important because it's what customers want. All of us are familiar with dealing with providers, and the ability to get somebody that, you know, can help you quickly and address the problem is what customers want to do. So when you start with an IVR or an auto attendant and you start pressing buttons, you're getting the discussion off on the wrong foot right out of the gate. So if you're looking from what the customer wants, it's easy to say, all right, that's what we should do. Now the how to get there takes a minute, because you've got to kind of get the people to buy into why we're doing it. Then you've got to put a process in place that says, hey, this is how we can do it. Starts with training, because you know the advantage of an attendant is you get a specific call to a specific individual who's been trained on that specific type of question. When you remove the attendant, of course, you're working that operator now has to answer any question the customer can come up with. Because it's not just answering the phone quickly. At Protection One, we don't want to transfer the call. So we want to be able to say whoever answers that call takes care of the issue that you bring to them. And just over 95% of the time, the operator that picks up that call here will be able to resolve the question. So it was a massive undertaking of training of all the operators to teach them each of the different questions customers would call us about. What that ended up doing is actually improving the employee satisfaction, because they no longer had to push calls away or sense the customer's frustration because they couldn't help them. Then what you have to do is kind of, hey, all right, here's the process. What you're basically dealing with in a call center is a call queue. As soon as the calls start backing up or you don't have the manpower on the floor for the volume you take, what are you going to do about it? And as we like to say here, I mean, that's just math. You know, how quickly do you know when the calls are backing up? We're watching that at, you know, 5-second increments. At 15 seconds, we know exactly it's in the queue. And what you've got to do then is bring your management team into the group such that everybody is available to take calls. And that's what we do. We just out flood the demand with resources. So we've got guys looking at the screens, monitoring the volume, and they adjust the resources to what they see. And we do it at such a high level so quickly that we can confidently say a call never gets to 60 seconds in our center. And I've worked in this business a long time. That is very difficult to do. And the team that we have is second to none out there. So start with what the customer wants, train the people to deliver it, create the process that allow you to be successful toward the goals that you're stating. And that's what we've done here.
It really is just a great shift you guys have put together. And I think it does have a powerful effect on how the customers feel the second they call into Protection One. Now taking a look at the company's entry into integration, another area where you're touching customers and solving problems, there are multiple ways to approach adding integration. Can you talk about the path Protection One took and why adding integration was an important change to make now?
And again, I'll I look at that the same way. Why we went there is simple. We see ourselves as full service. That's where we like to participate in the space. We like the idea that we can do residential. We like core commercial. We want to be able to go into the high-end space. You know, and we don't want to lose out on opportunities because we're not able and we don't have the skill set in the integration space. So that's why we thought it was important to get there. Now, the path we chose was via acquisitions. And the reason was simple. There's a lot of certifications, there's a lot of training, there's a lot of knowledge that comes in this space. And trying to take folks that aren't integrators and teach them that is a long process. And for us, time, we felt was on our side with acquisitions. We love the opportunities in the space. Once we started talking to some of the different folks that were available and were interested in having a conversation, we were convinced that, hey, there was some great talent out there that would bode well with us. Then it became, hey, could we find people in the integration space that shared our philosophy about the customers and had reputations for outstanding customer service providers? And in both of the acquisitions we did, we talked to the end users, the customers they were serving, and really got a sense, hey, are they the service providers they're telling us they are? And we walked away very convinced that both the folks at Integration Logistics and Sunterra had exactly the same customer philosophy that we did. And to, you know, to their credit, they also looked hard at us to make sure we were as good as what we were telling them we were. You know, and when I saw the guys, both Ken, John, and Les, working hard to make sure Protection One was a company they wanted to join, they were as concerned as we were about them, I knew we had a good match. So the reason why we went with them is to get quicker into the space. And now, of course, the certifications they bring us, the expertise, the customer base, allows us to walk into any situation. And if the application happens to be integration where we need to go, we have the talent to play in that space. And it allows us to be full service.
Thanks, Tim. The last change I wanted to get your thoughts on today is the focus Protection One has in the national account space and the subsequent growth. I think it's really important to note that in 2012 alone, your national accounts grew another 150% in RMR and 200% in revenue. And that's after equally strong growth, if not greater growth, in 2011, which really says a lot about the strength of your offering in national accounts. You've always been a strong residential player that's definitely in place. People know about Protection One. How have you managed to add national accounts, which is an entirely different offering to master, and find such notable growth so quickly?
National accounts was a market that we targeted right from the first day. With the firm here, we do have a national footprint. We thought there was clearly an opportunity there. We quickly went out when the team started, you know, adding players like Bobby Dale, Joe Colon, Rex Gillette, and a host of others who've had great success in that space. Was key to us, and then developing our infrastructure so that we had a true national account operations center. We've looked at what all the other players have done, what customers have told us. We spent a lot of time talking to different customers who we work with us now, as well as ones who didn't, what was important to them, and create a platform so that we could go out there and compete. In 2010, we did nothing but knock on doors, talk to people that we had prior relationships that were new in a past life, had a chance to talk about how we were different at Protection One, and get things going in this national arena. The reason we thought it was a little lucrative is, if you look at the history of the industry, there are so fewer players out there that actually can deliver a national footprint. And in fact, most of the folks that are trying to quote and deliver to national providers today simply use subcontractors across the country to do the work. And I think the buyers understand that's a very difficult model to get great service from when you're just really brokering someone else's services. So by having our own footprint, our own branches, our own P1 technicians, it was really a matter of convincing customers we had the capability to service their needs. And that was a result of our guys just going out there and staying steady with it. And then you have to get a few people who take a chance on you. And for us, we had some great customers come over with multi-sites, enjoyed what they did, and we were able to use them as a reference moving forward to talk to other customers. And it's kind of grown just one at a time. And now we've actually got some great momentum in the space. I think the buyers understand we do it a little different. We have a great process in place to support the national buyer. We do have the footprint. We do use our own technicians to get out there and service them. And of course, that's very attractive. And when you look at it out there, folks that actually have that national footprint, there's very few. So we felt from the...
Hello, I'm Heather Klutz-Young, senior editor of SDM Magazine. I'm here today with Tim Wall, CEO of Protection One, the newly named 2012 SDM Dealer of the Year. We're here today to discuss some of the best practices that helped drive Protection One to an outstanding year in 2012, a year full of changes, growth, success, and achievement. I'd like to begin, first of all, by saying once again, congratulations to you, Tim, and the entire organization at Protection One. And just let you know again how excited we are at SCM to be able to recognize everything Protection One has accomplished over the last year, and also have an opportunity to share some of your insight and best practices with our readers.
Thank you, Heather. We certainly appreciate the recognition, and this is a good day for the team at P1, and certainly proud of all the efforts they put forth this year, and we look forward to sharing that story with you.
Sounds good. Well, to jump right in, 2 years ago, when Protection One was acquired by GTCR in partnership with Tim Wall yourself, it didn't have the momentum it has today. But changes in Protection One's culture, execution services, and infrastructure, all undeniably centered around the customer, have definitely changed that. There are actually three specific changes I'd like to talk with you about, just allowing you to talk about the drivers behind those changes and a few of the best practices that helped you achieve them. First, there's Protection One's shift to removing the automated call center attendant, at the same time reducing longest call waiting time, and all doing that without adding staff, which is a notable challenge. Secondly, there's the company's entry into integration. Today, you're capable of high-level integration with the ability to design, build, and support large backbone networks to address client solutions. Third, I'd like to take a look at Protection One's focus on national accounts in that space and your powerful growth in that area. To begin with the call center, you answer the phone here at Protection One with a live attendant, usually within one ring. I actually know, I personally tried it, it worked, your stats are accurate, and it was so nice to hear that live voice pick up the phone. How is a transformation like that possible, and why is that so important to your company?
And now I'll start with the second half first. I mean, it's important because it's what customers want. All of us are familiar with dealing with providers, and the ability to get somebody that, you know, can help you quickly and address the problem is what customers want to do. So when you start with an IVR or an auto attendant and you start pressing buttons, you're getting the discussion off on the wrong foot right out of the gate. So if you're looking from what the customer wants, it's easy to say, all right, that's what we should do. Now, the how to get there takes a minute, because you've got to kind of get the people to buy into why we're doing it. Then you've got to put a process in place that says, hey, this is how we can do it. Starts with training, because, you know, the advantage of an attendant is you get a specific call to a specific